As the Montana legislature considers bills that target transgender people, a coalition of groups in the state want impacted folks to know they stand with them. Lawmakers have already passed legislation that bans gender-affirming care for youth, arguing it's meant to protect children. Sean Rager with the Montana Human Rights Network says a coalition known as Free and Fair Montana is pushing back against the slate of hate in Helena.
There is a really strong and robust coalition of individuals and organizations fighting these bills. And we're not going to stop fighting until we win.
Last week, drag queens hosted a show at the Capitol to protest anti-trans legislation. They attended a hearing for Senate Bill 458, which would insert a rigid definition of sex in the state code that could effectively eliminate legal recognition of transgender, non-binary, and two-spirit people. The bill would define sex based on a person's reproductive characteristics. Sponsor and Republican Senator Carl Glimm says it's necessary to clarify the difference between sex and gender. But Rager says it's one of the most disturbing bills he's seen because it could erase legal protections for trans people.
With all of these bills in the slate of hate, really what we see is that it is targeted at the trans community, especially trans youth, but it will have so much wider reaching impacts and will really, really hurt the state as a whole.
Rager says the bill could have impacts on anti-discrimination protections for women and other people, and adds it could put $7.5 billion in federal funding at risk, according to a fiscal note attached to the legislation. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedov. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.